Chris Chinkle is stuffing mosquitoes into a small plastic test tube. He's the field operations manager for the North Fork Mosquito Abatement District. It's a very small organization that tries to keep the local mosquito population under control. Their territory runs from Hotchkiss to Paonia and further up the valley. It's been around for decades, but has had a new motivation since the West Nile virus showed up in 2006. 6 years after that, the CDC labeled this area a West Nile epidemic.
If West Nile gets out of hand here, the mosquito control will be taken out of local hands and go into the hands of the state or national government, which their response will be to aerial fog with chemicals that we don't know at less than optimum times, which would probably have a tremendously negative effect on our economy.
What Chris means by economy is all the organic farms in the area. The North Fork Mosquito Abatement District uses bacteria, garlic sprays, and very soft chemicals that won't interfere with an organic farm. Many chemicals used by other districts would invalidate an organic farm's certification for years, essentially shutting it down. Since the CDC labeling, though, they've had some really great years. Last year, their numbers were down, but they found West Nile in mosquitoes in June. This year, their numbers are down again, and they still haven't had any confirmed cases of West Nile in mosquitoes. It's August. They're months beyond where they could have expected to be.
So I've got these three vials sorted. This is basically a mosquito blender. Okay, here goes.
They test the local mosquitoes twice a week.
Sound of silence was never sweeter.
Today is a special test. This district has had some big events, from the BMW bike rally to Cherry Days in Paonia. This test, the one Chris is doing right now, will tell him in a few seconds if they're still West Nile free, even through the Delta County Fair last week in Hotchkiss, which saw thousands of people, thousands of possible West Nile cases.
The BBs have been moved around in the agitator, completely dissolving the mosquitoes into a murky, brown, sludgy liquid with a frothy head.
Now, West Nile affects mosquitoes, too. Mosquitoes can be riddled with it or just have a small amount of the virus and be fighting it off. This test, the RAMP test, sees how much West Nile is there. Anything below a 30 is a negative. The mosquito only has the sniffles and isn't dangerous to humans.
We have a number. It's 15.2. And it's 11, even better than the last one, 11.8. So here we are down to the last one, last number. And a little bit higher. This is just below 30. So we're still negative.
Nice job. That last one was pretty close to the line, 29.8.
Yeah, I know. We're both smiling, aren't we? You know, I don't like that number, but it's still a win for our team. You know, anything from 30 up to 100 is a warning sign. Anything below 30 is considered a negative.
Today they've won the battle, but the war will never be over. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.